Tremble in his glory, bring man with the same grief as the name of the Lord. How marvelous are the works of the Lord, how excellent are his ways, how wonderful is his glory, bring man with the same grief as the name of the Lord.
Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin. Drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. Directly following this service, everyone is invited to join our monthly fellowship luncheon for good food and fellowship. This being the last Sunday of the month, all activities normally scheduled for Sunday afternoon are canceled, with the exception of the 2 o'clock service at Pacific Hills Manor, which will proceed as usual today. There will be a youth Bible study on Tuesday, June 2nd at 7:30 p.m. at the Tomlinson Home, and you're welcome to come earlier if you wish. I have got a message that there is a gray van, I believe it was gray, in the parking lot with its lights on. So if you have one of those, you might check that out. Now please refer to the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this coming week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for this month, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 117, verse 1. Oh, praise the Lord, all you nations. Praise him, all you people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise ye the Lord. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let us begin our worship with hymn number 19, The God of Abraham Praise.
Oh,
Let's continue our worship with hymn number 389, I Am Resolved. Sing hymn number 394, I Surrender All.
Please remain standing for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come into thy presence in the name of Jesus, our Lord. And we are more than delighted to open the doors of Bethel Baptist Church here in Morgan Hill, California, to praise your name, read your word, and be instructed in your word for our own will, and to the knowledge of the Almighty. We are grateful that there are people who we call the extended church across America. There are people in Southern California. There are people in Brooklyn, New York. There are people in Texas, Houston. So, Father, we are more than blessed in the extension of our church via the Internet. And then later on into the CD ministry and tape ministry. We thank you, Father, that we can develop through the media this opportunity to worship with people that some of our people will never know and never meet. That I had the privilege to meet them in years back when I was in the radio. Thank you, Father, for the extension and the great ministry of our church. Lord, we pray that today will be a day of blessing as we listen to thy word and take seriously into our heart the counsel of the Apostle Jude as he warned us that we cannot play with the gospel in our heart. Lord, we are also blessed that you're going to send out Lucas Buzzard at this very moment, in about 20 minutes. He's taking the plane. They will lead him to the East Coast and from the East Coast to Afghanistan. And we pray that you put the umbrella of protection in that land. We pray for encouragement to Amy and the little member of the family. And Lord, we want to cover Amy and her family and include the Bouchard with all our prayers and our remembrance because she was a little girl when she came to our church and now is a mother. And now the husband, seeing the husband depart, as she said in the email, it's going to be very hard. But no impossible, because you are the Lord of all comfort. And so we pray that you touch her life. We pray for our missionaries, Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, and for the solution of their car difficulties. For Eusebio and Marisa Perez, and they visit in Puerto Rico as his own son is going to be ordained as a pastor. David and Denise Rode in Papua New Guinea. Giovanni and Barbara Vendano in the beautiful Costa, Guatemala. Marta Poretti in Buenos Aires, dealing with the drug addicts. Dante and Maruja Rabinez, as Brother Rabinez is now in the mission on the Amazon River with a group of American doctors. Jose and Diane Avila in Costa Rica and now soon in America. Father, we pray for South Valley Pregnancy Care Center in Gilroy, for the Athletic Association in San Jose, for Daniel and Miriam Lacey in the Sport Ministry, Motor Sport Ministry, and Fred and Carol Lewis in the U.S. Center for World Mission. We thank you, Lord, that we can even say these are extensions of our church. Lord, we pray for the Johnny Ministry as soon as it's going to start here in California, a center where they're going to have 2 weeks where people can go and see firsthand their own work and be an encouragement to those who are less fortunate in their bodies. Thank you, Lord, for their ministry, and we pray that our church will have a very important part in their life in the future. Thank you, Lord, that you are a God of care. And we are here because we are alive and you provide for us the means to be here. Thank you for America. And in the midst of the turmoil and all these and the elections of the judges and so on, Lord, we know the one who is electing everything and we know the one who is putting everything in place so that one day you will come and reign and be with us forever. So Lord, we look forward to be good citizens, but at the same time, we look forward that our heart will not be depressed because of the economic depression, so-called, and because of the situations of our country. We know that we are in the hands of the mighty God, and we know that our hope is not in our job or in our house or in our car. Our hope is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And so, Father, we claim with John, come soon, as he closed the book of Revelation. And Father, we know that everything is getting into place for that great arrival of the King of Kings, the glory of glory. To whom be the glory. And Lord, as we close, we know that it takes money to run the church. And so, Father, we pray that our budget be met. So bless the offering and bless the giver. In Jesus' precious name, amen. You may be seated.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the Epistle of Jude. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1335. We will be reading Jude, the first 10 verses. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Jude, the first 10 verses. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angels, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise, also, these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, "The Lord rebuke thee." But these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray together. Our gracious Father, we thank you for the scriptures which reveal to us the truth which the world does its best to ignore or obscure. We recall the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, who said that if we abide in his word, we'll know the truth and the truth will set us free. By grace, we can testify to the truth of his words. Today, as we see the very things around us about which Jude warns, the world continues to ignore history and foolishly invites judgment and condemnation. We pray that we may be strengthened to contend for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. We thank you for his dedication to preach your whole counsel. Bless him with knowledge and wisdom in accord with your word. Bless us here and those listening on the radio, internet, and tape and CD. Bless us with understanding so that we may not only be spectators, but doers of that word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you please be seated?
Thank you so much, my brother. And I want you to know that our church is going to get involved in sending two missionaries to Johnny's ministry here in Mission Spring, California. And I think the two missionaries are there. I don't know. At least we have one. And I don't know if the other is confirmed or not, but Joby is going to, as our chief missionary, Charman is going to explain to you the details.
Good morning. So I'm here to share with you an opportunity for an STM, which is a short-term missionary assignment, with the organization called Johnny and Friends. I think a lot of us are familiar with Johnny and Friends. They're hosting two family camps up here locally in Mission Springs, and that's at Santa Cruz Hills. These camps provide a spiritual and physical retreat for the families who have to deal or shoulder the daily pressures of having people in their families or family members who are suffering disabilities. And so it's a really neat opportunity for us to be able to share the love of Christ to these families, not only physically but for in a spiritual way. So there's a need for helpers. They've asked us to send out a request for short-term missionaries. And our church, we've excitedly decided to sponsor two short-term missionaries as a sponsorship from our church. And what that entails for a short-term mission is a one-week stay at Mission Springs and there's a cost involved in that, about $425. But we've, as a deacon board and a church, a church body has offered to sponsor two people. If there's a calling in your heart, anyone who has a calling or desire to serve, we're going to sponsor two people to go and serve during that week. So the 2 weeks that are that they've scheduled are one in June and one in July. But they've been blessed to have the June time slot completely full with servants. So there's still openings for July, and the dates would be July 19th through 24th. So if the Lord is leading you to serve in this capacity, or would you just like to know more about what this missionary, short-term missionary, is about, you can see my wife Dana or myself afterwards. Additionally, though, if that's not something that the Lord's leading you to, they do have openings for on a daily basis to go up there and serve a day at a time. And so if that's weighing on your heart, if you feel desire to serve in that capacity, that's an opportunity that's available as well. So we look forward to what the Lord's going to provide. And we pray that many of you will consider to serve in some capacity to do a wonderful work serving these families and serving a really deserving ministry. So thank you. And if you have any questions, want more information, please see Dane or myself afterwards. All right, thank you.
Thank you. As I understand, Joby, the one, we have already one in our church, no?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, we have already one on the way. And the offering on the coming Sunday will be assigned to this support of the people who are in wheelchairs and who need not only the gospel, but you need the tender care of Christians who are concerned.